Brad and John at Classic Rock 92.9 KISM. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin. And on the phone, we got a guy who sat across from Jimmy Page because he returned something of Jimmy's. He had something of Jimmy's and gave it back to Jimmy. And Brad, real shortcut the story here, and then we'll say hi Jeff, whose story it really is.
Jeff went to see Led Zeppelin in 1972 and making friends with one of the roadies. He ends up with one of Jimmy's guitar cases, and then he swore he wouldn't sell it, would never profit on it. And then when the Play It Loud exhibit came to New York and they had some of Jimmy's stuff, he thought, you know what, this might be my chance to give this back to Jimmy Page.
And so he did, and got to meet him in person.
Through a couple emails, it got set up.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Brad and John Show.
Well, good morning from New York. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much.
So it's got to seem, probably not as much of an honor as sitting across from Jimmy Page. Do you still, I would think, you know, you'd wake up every morning after that happened and ask yourself, did that really happen?
Let me go to my phone and look at the pictures again.
Make sure that really happened. What was that like?
I think, the best word I could use to describe it, it was kind of surreal. I'd met him briefly twice before, the night that I got the case in 72, and I met him also briefly at a nightclub in New York in 1987. If you can, approach him directly, he's a very warm and genuine person, a very kind person, a very easy person to speak with. We met in a hotel lounge this past Sunday for about an hour. Naturally, I was kind of nervous the first few minutes, but after those few minutes, I felt like I was talking to an old friend. I mean, we were... I play guitar myself. I've been playing for almost 50 years. And, we were talking, shop. We were talking about Led Zeppelin. I told him I thought the most unique thing about the band was, Bottoms drumming, where you have a drummer that was able to play a funk beat married to the rock idiom. He agreed with that. I have a recording here of an isolated drum track. It's a funk beat, but it's married to the rock idiom.
Your phone's getting away from us a little bit. It's getting a little funky. But we did understand you said the two of you talked about Bonham a little bit.
Did he say anything about the future of Led Zeppelin?
We didn't talk about that. We honestly didn't talk about that. I didn't want to come off as someone who was, trying to press him about what's going to happen next. Jimmy's 75 years old. They did their reunion concert 12 years ago at the O2 in England. I think this was more about, music. One of my favorite Zeppelin songs is the Rain Song. I asked him where he got the tuning for that from. The answer was simply, I made it up.
I play a little bit myself, and that is an interesting song. And do you like Jimmy Page's acoustic work or some of his bombastic, classic riffs? Which one makes more home with you?
Well, I like all of their work, both the electric and the acoustic. I myself play strictly acoustic and stuff. It was funny because he asked me what some of my influences were, and I said, well, obviously you. And I named a bunch of other artists. There's one artist who's based over in France named Pierre Bensuzanne, and interestingly enough, he really never heard of it. Jimmy pulled out his smartphone and asked me, to spell that out for him because he wanted to check him out. Pierre Bensuzanne plays strictly in a dadgad tuning.
But, all right.
The talk was about, the night that I got the case. I described how the whole thing went down.
Why didn't you ever sell it?
It's not something I would do. I have a strong aversion to wanting to make a buck off someone else's thing. Plus, even though it was something I never talked about, except to a small handful of friends who knew I had it, it was a cool thing to have, but after 40 odd years, I realized, what's the point of actually having this thing that we can't talk about because there's probably a million people out there would do anything to get their hands on it.
Yeah.
So I decided a couple of years ago I didn't want it anymore, you know, but what to do with it, you know, and I figured out the best thing to do is to try to get it back to them. But, you know, that was an easy decision on my part. But, you know, the challenging thing here was just trying to get a hold of him. And, you know, I was not surprised when, you know, the person who acted as the liaison, you know, after I was put in touch with him, you know, through the museum, which exhibit was, he told me over the years, he worked with him for 35 years, mostly, you know, for equipment issues.
Jeff, your phone. I tell you what, your phone is just
kind
of the signal is just it's kind of coming in and coming out. But I think what is so cool about this is that when like sports, for example, some guy hits a baseball player hits a landmark home run, 500th home run, 50th home run, whatever it is, and the fan who catches it, they'll get that fan. And they'll bring him down, and he'll meet the ball player, and it'll be an exchange usually for about 5 minutes or so, and they'll sign a couple things, and off they go. This guy, Jimmy Page, he spent an hour with you. I would have, you know, if I were in your shoes, I would have thought it probably would have been a 5 minute,
yeah,
a real
no kidding.
Quick thing. But he sat there for an hour with you, and that's that's awesome. That's so much more than I think you probably expected.
Yeah, I expected 15, 20 minutes, but he, you know, he had a window of time. And, you know, again, I mean, between the stuff we talked about and the fact that, you know, I brought a book in for time, he brought me a special limited edition of Led Zeppelin 2 with a book, and he signed that for me. But, again, like the whole, during the time we were together, it was like talking to an old friend.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I got one more question for you with your hour with Jimmy Page, and you returned his guitar case and you got to sit and visit with him. In the picture that you put on Facebook or what, Jimmy's wearing like a nice black suit and stuff. Did somewhere in your heart, did you hope that he walked into the room wearing the 1975 silk dragon pants?
No, not at all. Not at all. No. not at all. And it was a complete surprise when he gave me this limited edition Led Zeppelin 2, you know, box set. And that was a really nice gesture. But I think the peak moment for me was when I called the guitar case out of the geek bag. I brought it there, and the look on his face was like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
His first thing he said was, "You can't imagine the memory of this thing's back." He looks at me and shakes my hand.
Jeff, we're gonna have to let you go. Your phone is just kind of coming in and out, and we're sorry about that. But there, you can go on the there. If you Google the story, you can find pictures of Jeff and Jimmy Page. This happened just on Sunday, right?
The show is going on right now in New York.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, but the meeting happened just on just this past Sunday. So that was pretty cool. We're sorry about the phone line thing, man. The damn cell phones. What are you going to do?
Still pretty cool, but check this out. Let me ask you. He got to bring a couple people with him. You know, he brought his two kids, and he got to bring one friend. How do you choose that friend,
God,
you know?
Yeah.
Or have you ever been that friend where someone said to you, "You won't believe it, but I'm taking you to do this.
We're
going to go do this."
Yeah, yeah, that just blows your mind. And then the friend who didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
A couple of friends.
I saw you and Paul over there on the pictures and everything. Thanks.